the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX convention in Spokane, Washington, and I am here with the gentlemen from Rate Reset, Keith Kelly and Foster Kelly. Gentlemen, how are you guys? How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Good.
Great to be here.
Good. How's the conference for you?
Good.
Going very well.
Yeah. Weren't you guys in the pitch contest too, or was that
not this year?
Oh, not this year.
Yeah, okay. Not this year.
Because you guys are lined up on the back wall over there with all the other cool tech companies.
Beta Spaces.
And stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah,
it definitely is from the fintech perspective. Mm-hmm. Kind of their vibe and what they're trying to do there.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, they have a very strong technology presence here, which is pretty cool for an association conference. So yeah. All right, guys. Well, let's talk about this.
Yes.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room here, or the sign. Press the button.
Press the button.
So Foster, what's this all about?
Yeah, I've been going to, it's conference season right now.
Obviously, yes.
Obviously. We're here at the Northwest Credit Union Association Conference. And previously, I've been going to other ones in the last, I would say, month and a half, and I have more coming up in the future as well, as you do as well.
Indeed.
And so what I've been doing at these conferences is bringing this signage, trying to educate people on why press the button.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, what we've done with other conversation interviews that we've launched a new solution called the Instant Prequalification Button. And when I go into these conversations to describe the new solution that we've created, I reference the fintechs out there like SoFi, Lending Club, Prosper, all those folks. And so on these demos, or I'm talking to someone at the booth and I've asked them, you know, have you gone through this experience before, right? And way too often do I hear them say no. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a second, you know, you want to stay competitive, you want to kind of, this digital transformation that's going on right now, but you're not educating yourself on what's out there in the marketplace and kind of seeing how successful it is. And so that's been a little surprising to me, you know. So I've been kind of taking this initiative on, while I'm at these conferences, and carrying this almost tagline, press the button, or why press the button, in line with kind of that educational piece on showing what we've created and how it gives you the competitive factor against these fintechs, because it is the exact same technology, but we've removed even more friction from it with not having to put in a social or even last for a social, narrowing it down to, you know, one screen on pre-populated data, so not even entering in data. So we've really removed a lot of the roadblocks on that, but the part and the hurdle that I've been running into is that the folks just don't know about it. So that's kind of where I've started from a strategy and a position, a marketing position, is, you know, why press the button, and kind of that whole mindset on what it truly is and how it gives you that competitive edge.
So it's kind of a instantaneous message is what you're...
Yeah.
Because when we press a button, something happens instantaneously. That's kind of our
real time
now. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And that's kind of where we are, and we want things real time. And, you know, a lot of the factors is... And the fact is that, and what I've been coming to notice is the credit union folks just don't know what's out there, you know?
Takes a lot of research.
It does. It absolutely does.
A lot of research.
And I get that. And that, I mean, I'm finding, I was just Googling some of the other beta space people in there, because I've never even heard of them before, you know? It feels like there's two or three new ones at every conference that we're going to, right? So I was like, all right, I got to come on up with this mission on, from an educational standpoint, on getting folks to be aware of what is out there currently, and then what you can provide to your members and from a competitive factor at the end of the day. So that's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, because it's hard to get a message out there like that.
Indeed.
But it's been good.
Indeed. Yeah. Keith, what's your take on all this?
Tell us a little bit, you know, what the button does, because you're the main creator of the instant prequalification button with the head developers at our QSO. So
Well, actually, I was at a credit union conference about a year and a half ago, and at the booth, and I had another credit union employee walk up to me telling me that he had just obtained a $90-some-thousand personal loan in 5 minutes, and it wasn't through a credit union. And it was actually through a fintech company.
Wow.
And he pressed a prequal button and told me it was a prequal, and that it was an instant approval, and he got the money very quickly. But he knew right on the spot what the rate was, what the terms were, and it was a soft pull. And he didn't have to accept it. So he could even check out another one of the fintech companies.
Right.
I had never looked into that particular company. It happened to be one of SoFi, Prosper, and Lending Club. They all have this instant prequal on their screens right now.
Okay.
I encourage everybody out there, go to those sites, go through the actual experience, and just see what it's like. So We analyzed that. We noticed a lot of still friction with the screens. It was 9 different screens to be able to get your data into, mm-hmm. and the last one is a full social.
Mm-hmm.
We all don't feel comfortable putting socials in anymore, especially with all the breaches out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we tasked our developers to come up with one screen mm-hmm. of data that's already pre-populated, because mm-hmm. you're my member, yep. I already know you, why do I have to ask you?
Gold mine of data, yeah. Let's leverage it.
No social, not even last 4 of the social. We went live with Sound Credit Union about a month ago. They're mm-hmm. on their second campaign of members pushing right the button.
On. Right on.
And it's one screen, pre-populated, no social. Mm-hmm. We've now built a non-member button that also does not require a social.
Really?
Also one screen.
Pre-populating data, third-party data. Yeah,
oh,
it's all.
Really?
Yeah, so we're giving.
Oh my gosh.
It can go. We could really go into the weeds on that, but it is. Yeah. It's powerful.
Yeah. So, I mean, our mission, as Foster mentioned, is twofold. It's mm-hmm. right. It's educating the credit unions, because we are CUSO, right? It's educating the credit unions about what is out there, because mm-hmm. if you don't know, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you get blindsided, mm-hmm. and even your own employees are going there to get products that you actually offer, it's a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
So go try it yourself.
Yeah.
And two, once you see it's there,
Know
that there's a solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have built it. It's a white label product. Can be up and running very quickly.
Very cool.
We instantly had 4 of our current clients sign up to get buttons.
Mm-hmm.
They're all projects underway. All want to be live before mm-hmm. the holiday season, so their members can be pushing the button as well.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely believe the initiative behind the button with the fintechs has just begun. If you think about those 3 I just mentioned, Prosper, LendingClub, SoFi, mm-hmm. you got Google in the mix, you got Amazon in the mix. They're all coming into the lending space.
They're a big business lender right now.
Big business. They're going to go down to the consumer. Who knows what they're going to come up with? Now, we've already removed the friction because we identified it. Who knows what they're going to come with?
Mm-hmm.
This arms the credit union to already be an advanced button compared to what's already out there with big fintechs.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Did I tell you my story about Amazon?
No.
I got a $1,000 loan from Amazon.
You did.
I think I told you that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I had this piece of equipment that I needed for, it's basically like a remote or a router mm-hmm. and that allows you to do all sorts of crazy stuff. But anyway, it cost $1,000 and before I pressed buy, it gave me the option, hey, do you want to divvy this up into 5 payments?
Hmm.
And this is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I went, I mean, let's check this and see if it works. Let's just check out of curiosity. I went, yeah, I'll see that. And instantaneously, they let me buy it and say, okay, over the next 5 months, you can pay this off. There was nothing.
That was it.
That was so easy. It was that easy.
That's so cool.
It blew me away.
Right?
And I give me goosebumps. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, I could have bought it right there, but I was like, let's just try this little loan thing
out.
And it was that easy. It was pressing a button.
Wow.
So, because they have all my information already.
Right.
They have my purchase history. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of info on it.
So I went, okay, let's try it. And it worked, and it's great. So, and I did my 5 payments, and I got my nice little router.
That's cool.
So it's great. And I got the router right away. I didn't have to wait until I made my 5 payments.
Yeah.
So that's my press.
Well, I wonder where you're going the next time you need to buy some.
Amazon. Not that I'm going to get a loan through them, because I mean, I would rather go to my credit union and do something like that. But I just, out of curiosity, that's what I did.
Right.
That's cool.
And I went, oh my gosh, credit unions need to know about this. Mm-hmm. And you guys, it sounds like you guys are right on their heels or right with them with this.
That's almost a downside too, because, you know, I think Keith and the co-founders have always said that we sometimes are ahead of our times. But I mean, people are getting, you know, awoken to what's going on right now.
No doubt. There's a lot of competition out there. Square. They offered me, they said, hey, you're pre-approved for a $25,000 business loan.
Yep.
Let us be your loan officer.
Hmm.
I went, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Square?
Right. I remember when I had it, when I first signed up for it, it's a little Square thing.
Wow. So this is what's out there.
This is
what credit unions are up against. But you guys are pushing that proverbial envelope to keep credit unions right there with them.
Yeah, so just trying to educate them on it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, is that they don't know it's there. I mean, I was having conversations with some folks here at the conference, and they mentioned some scenarios of getting into marketplaces that they are not there yet from a brick and mortar standpoint, but they don't want to do that because they don't know how that membership's going to react to, you know, they may be here in Spokane, but they're not in Seattle, but they don't want to put all that money there in Seattle from a brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Do a button,
yeah.
put it on a landing page, have it there from a social media campaign. Mm-hmm. because we do now have non-member, and we can drive all of that on an automation standpoint.
Yeah, the non-member thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're excited about 2020.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be big.
So go check out other buttons, but also check out rate resets.
Yeah, press the button.
Go, let's take it up to the camera there, Keith. Show them.
A big shout out to Sound Credit Union, who's now live with the button, and a shout out to TransUnion. So you too can have your own Get Started Now button. Give us a call.
All right. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Rate reset. Go get your button. Press it all you want. Good job, Mike. Guys. Well done. Foster, well done. Keith, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You guys always have something amazing to announce when you come on, so I always enjoy it. Good stuff.